from our New York studios up in Harlem. Let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. So listen, everybody's been buzzing about the movie Selma. Yesterday, it received 3 Golden Globe nominations. Wow. And is already receiving tremendous Oscar buzz.
Now, and it's not even out.
No, it doesn't even come out until Christmas Day. It focuses on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and that Selma to Montgomery march back in 1965 across the Edmund Pettus Bridge, also known as Bloody Sunday. Now, this is a big movie, Tom. Produced by Oprah Winfrey and Brad Pitt and some others, but a great amount of praise is going to the film's director, Miss Ava DuVernay, who yesterday became the first African-American woman to be nominated for a Golden Globe.
How cool
is that? Now, we're going to have her on this morning. She's supposed to have called in by now, but I'm hoping she'll call in soon. She is on the West Coast, so we know those hours are crazy, and she's doing a lot of interviews, but her people did promise she would be on this morning. But as we wait on her to call in, you know, there have been a lot of interviews with her. And in one report, she said that when she got the nod yesterday, and again, she's on West Coast time, she had to call and wake up Oprah Winfrey.
Is that right, Ava? Did you hear that?
That is right. I had to call her and wake her up. I mean, you know, it's early in Santa Barbara in the mansion, and sometimes you need a wake-up call.
Well, that means you're in good with Oprah if you can call her and know it's okay to wake her up.
Only on a special occasion. Only on a special occasion.
What did you say? What did you say to Oprah?
I called her. I called her and she asked me how did we do, and I told her, you know, very well, and I outlined what we were nominated for, and she was just so pleased. You could hear the smile in her voice, and then she sang a little bit, and we did a little dance, and it was great.
Well, Ava, you know, we've been following your career here on the TJMS. You were on before to talk about your second film, Middle of Nowhere, and now you are the first African-American woman to be nominated as a director for the Golden Globes. Any thoughts on that? I mean, did you ever see your career taking this particular turn?
Well, first of all,
this is what, your third film, right?
My third film, but let me say that you had me on for my first film as well. You had me on.
That's right.
That's right.
Through the lead in that film, Sally Richardson, and so the show's always supported me as an independent black filmmaker. So I appreciate it so much. But yes, no, I mean, I could never imagine.
Hello.
Oh, I think we lost her.
Damn, Spike
I think she's
Lee.
Probably connected
I'm telling
through
you,
her.
Man, he just plays too much.
Stop it. While she calls back in, you know, Tom, I don't know if you've seen this photograph, but it's on my Facebook page of, I think the New York Times captured a photograph of her directing the extras walking across the actual Edmund Pettus
Bridge.
That
is powerful. Yeah.
That picture is so powerful because it's the back of Ava with her hands, you know, holding out both hands, directing. And the people being prepared, you know, a lot of police officers in there to you know, go head to head. It's a powerful photograph, and hopefully we can get her back.
You're back.
Yes. Okay, so you were talking about being the first African American woman nominated for a Golden Globe as a director.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's bittersweet this moment. It's sweet for me, you know, obviously to have a spotlight on a film that I worked so hard on with so many people. But there is a bittersweet element there because I know I'm certainly not the first black woman to have made something worthy of being the only one nominated. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, no, the Globes have been around since 1943. So I think,
and there's never been a black woman worthy of that.
It's a little strange, but the moment is now. I just hope that you know, this will be kind of a first that's done with, so that no other women of color have to even think about it. They can make their stuff and keep moving.
How does it feel to make history about a movie that was such a part of history?
Yeah.
You know, there's never been a film made about Dr. King in theaters.
Isn't that crazy?
In 50 years since these events happened. So
no?
Never in theaters.
Not a theatrical release.
No. Beautiful films on television, beautiful stage
but
plays.
But nothing in the theater.
Never a major motion picture. So it's about time.
Yeah, it definitely is. What are your thoughts on making this film as, you know, this film coming out amidst protest, you know, around the deaths of Michael Brown and Eric Garner?
Well, I think, you know, for whatever reason it wasn't made all this time, it seems like the time is now. It seems like the film wants to be out now in some odd way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, the film really shows the power of protest, the strength in solidarity. It really does. And so, you know, I think it's a call to action to continue to encourage people who are taking to the streets, who are making their voices heard, that there is power in the people.
What are you doing to give someone else like you a break in the business?
Well, I run the African American Film Festival Releasing Movement. It's called Affirm, AFFRM.com, or on Twitter. And we're all about black independent filmmakers releasing their movies, getting in front of black audiences who love them.
Can we talk about you and Scandal and directing Scandal, an episode of Scandal? What was that like?
Yeah, I directed the episode with Mama bit her wrist off and the daddy was being real crazy. And when the president showed, when Fitz showed Live Their Dream House in Vermont. So that was my episode. And Shonda gave me a juicy episode. It was so much fun to work with Carrie and all the gang. She is a sweetie.
Wow, you are really doing your thing.
What do you think about the conversation, Ava, about the fact that one black woman is nominated for a Golden Globe for directing, one black woman nominated for an acting role in, for the
Viola Davis.
What, Viola Davis as opposed to Carrie also?
I mean, it's not enough. It's not hardly enough. There were beautiful performances across the board. And if we are talking about only two black women nominated in those categories, what about the brown sisters? What about the, the indigenous sisters? What about the Asian sisters? I mean, there is a dearth of diversity. It's a systemic issue that every artist needs to just keep fighting against by doing good work.
Can we talk about you and your connection to actor David Oyelowo, who was also nominated for a Golden Globe for his portrayal of Dr. King in Selma? He was also in your second film, Middle of Nowhere. You all have a special relationship, yes?
We have a special relationship. He's like a brother to me. He's like my brother from another mother. He's going to be a household name once people see this performance as Dr. King. His name is, all you have to do is think yellow. People see his name and start to panic. You could see the panic in his eyes because it's a lot of O's and W's. You're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
O-Yellow-O.
And
O-Yellow.
Soon everyone will know it, and I'm so pleased because the brother has the biggest, sweetest heart, and he's a good, 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 good person.
And was he the one that connected you to Oprah?
He got me the job. He got me the brother. The brother got me a job, and I'm thankful.
You are loving. He's in every one of your films.
He's your
from
good
here
love
on
child.
Out.
Forever.
He
forever. I got a part for you.
Now, Ava, wasn't Lee Daniels originally supposed to direct this film, and then they went through some others, but it was supposed to be you all along?
Oh, that's kind. Yeah, there were about six other directors attached, all men, and for one reason or another it didn't work out, and David brought me in. He suggested that the producers give me a shot to do it. He also invited Oprah to be on the film as well, so he was really kind of the man behind the scenes who put it all together, and look what happens for him. He gets to play this tremendous part, and he does a beautiful job with it.
And an Englishman.
And Tom, yes. I don't know if you knew this, but in this film, they did not have permission from the King estate to use the speeches.
Uh-oh.
And Ava, I believe you wrote the speeches that we hear come from the actor David Oyelowo in the movie.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons
why. Oh, so you're not quoting the original speeches?
That's one of the reasons why it hadn't been made in 50 years. And we just decided, you know, do you tell the story or do you get bogged down with, you know, rights issues and licensing? And I just think it was so long overdue for a film with Dr. King and the Center to be told.
Ah, oh, those children.
Well, they're very nice people. They're very nice people. Very nice people.
Yeah, but Ava.
But
Ava.
But, yeah, so we tried to just capture the spirit of what Dr. King was trying to say, and we went word for word, and we just replaced it with something different. But David delivers the performance in a way that most people don't even know it's not the same thing.
Congratulations also on the Williams sisters.
The Venus Williams guys.
Oh,
Venus.
My gosh.
You saw that. There were three people who saw that. You were one of them?
I was not.
Oh, good.
Trust, there were more than three. But also, give us the date, because it opens in New York and L.A. on Christmas Day.
Listen, I'm proud to announce on Tom Joyner's show exclusively that we were in L.A. and New York on Christmas Day, and now we're opening in also D.C. and Atlanta on Christmas.
Nice.
So that is a new news. And everywhere else on January 9th.
Perfect.
Yes.
What a great Christmas.
What a great thing to do on Christmas right?
Yeah, it's exciting.
And support. Congratulations. So proud of you.
Yes.
We are. We celebrate you, Ava. Thank you for taking the time to be on this morning.
Thanks,
we appreciate
all of you.
You
so much.
I'm going to be gone. Send me a screener. I want to see it. I want to see it.
I'm going to send you a screener. Jackie knows how to reach me, and I'm going to get it in your hand.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Ava, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Congratulations.
Bye.
So proud of that sister.
Aren't you?
I am too. Wow.
What a moment.
Her third movie.
Man.
Third movie.
Jay? And she's making history. Wow.
Jay?
I'm trying, Sybil. I'm trying.
26 past the hour.